car sales in Europe continue to grow, Chrysler changes its name in a pretty wild-looking lightweight concept. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for December 16th, 2014. Car sales in Europe were up last month, but it was the lowest year-over-year growth of any month this year. Automakers sold over 950,000 vehicles, which is up 1.4% compared to last year. Spain, Italy, and the UK saw the biggest gains among major markets, while Germany and France saw sales dip. Through November, 11.6 million vehicles have been sold in the EU, which is nearly a 6% gain. Automakers have smashed the record for recalls this year, which will hurt their bottom lines. But the UAW is also concerned this could hurt their wallets too. The Detroit News reports that the union is in talks with GM, Ford, and Chrysler to make sure that members' profit-sharing checks aren't reduced because of all the recalls. But there's no word yet as to what will happen. So far this year, car makers have recalled 60 million vehicles in the U.S., which is nearly double the record set in 2004. The Chrysler Group has a new name. The company is now officially known as FCA US LLC, which aligns the name with parent company Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, or FCA for short. Still to come, Continental shows off technology to enhance automated driving, Mazda will power Indy Lights next year, and a look into Nissan's success in the U.S.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Fleet operators using Scania trucks have been able to save over 16 million gallons of diesel fuel thanks to Continental's eHorizon software. At next month's CES show, the company will show off the next evolution of eHorizon, which was co-developed with IBM and the location cloud company HERE. It receives real-time updates for traffic, weather, or accidents, and when coupled with driver assistance features, it can be ready for those situations well before sensors can, which is ideal for automated driving. At this year's Geneva Auto Show, German engineering company EDAG showed off a concept with a 3D printed structure, but that was just a cockpit. Next year, it will have a whole sports car concept to show off. Called the Light Cocoon, it uses the same 3D printing process called fuse deposition modeling with a weatherproof skin stretched over the structure. The company says it's the ultimate in lightweight design and that the Light Cocoon drew its inspiration from a Leaf, not the Nissan kind. But we think it looks more like the Beijing National Stadium, better known as the Bird's Nest, that China used during the 2008 Olympics. The all-new Dallara chassis for the 2015 Indy Lights series is getting its zoom zoom. Mazda has signed on to supply its 2-liter turbocharged MZRR engine for the series, which was first made for the American and European Le Mans series. It will produce 450 horsepower and is designed to last the entire season without a rebuild. Look for Indy Lights to start in late March. Coming up next, a look at Nissan's sales success in the American market.
Here's one of the great things about the all-around performance of our Dueler tires.
Excellent traction.
Do you need a ladder?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
At Bridgestone, our passion for performance knows no bounds.
Nissan's November sales in the U.S. were down slightly, but its year-to-date sales are easily outperforming the market. John's AAH co-host Gary Vaslash caught up with Nissan North America's head of sales and marketing, Fred Diaz, to talk about the company's strong performance in the U.S. this year.
The bigger story behind our year-to-date gains is the fact that we're up over 12% in a market that's up a little over 6%. So we're doubling the market share. and doing quite well there, and that's something to be very proud of. And then lastly, what I'll tell you is that still with one more month to go in the calendar year, we've already had the best year in the history of Nissan North America. So I think that says a lot about the momentum, our dealers, how great our dealers are reacting to what it is that we're working together with them from a partnership perspective.
You know, it occurs that sometimes when people are talking about sales numbers, they talk about General Motors and they talk about Ford and Chrysler and Toyota and Honda. And you guys sometimes get left out. And you've had some astonishing accomplishments this year with Altima outselling Camry in certain occasions. And I was surprised. I discovered today, and the viewers know I love to look at these numbers, that this year Nissan has outsold Ford in terms of passenger cars, and not by a small amount. So you guys, through November, have sold 723,820 cars versus Ford's 705,551 units. Okay, one of your charges is to make Nissan more well-known in the U.S. market, and so what can we look forward to in terms of more car sales from Nissan? Is it going to continue? Is it going to go in this direction?
The job with the brand is to continue to create awareness and to continue to tell America that we've got a great product lineup, and that our styling is certainly something that is very, very desirable, which is why we have these great sales momentums in our passenger car sales. Particularly, probably the best-kept secret in America is that our Versa Note combined is the best-selling entry-level vehicle in the entire United States for the last 6 years running. One of the things about the mantra that I preach to our people is that we must stay humble about everything that we do, and we also need to continue to be hungry. Humble and hungry is the words that I always use with them. So I don't go around spouting numbers like that. But the fact that we have the new Murano, the Rogue that was just recently launched has been successful, the new Murano, which is about to launch, we have a Maxima to look forward to at the beginning of next year. And then, of course, further on in the year, we've got a new Titan truck coming. So I think the product cadence of what we have that's meeting customer demands is what we're enjoying, giving us the ability to enjoy the success we've had.
Be sure to tune in to After Hours this Thursday when John, Gary, and their panel will be playing the automotive equivalent of Santa Claus, watching who's been naughty and who's been nice, and handing out presents or lumps of coal. That's this Thursday at 6 p.m. on our website, autoline.tv. Well, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.